This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Because I feel like most of us can agree. Yeah. I'm in a family chat. We have a couple different ones where it's just my mom, my sister, and I, then one that includes our husbands, one that includes my two nieces as well. But
well, your father's out, though. He's not a part of it.
I know he's in it. He's the one that texts the most. But there are times where we're part, like I am part of a group text that it's not my family. It's just somebody that wants to give out quick information rather than text everybody. They will text a group and they will even specify, this is just informational. If you have questions, text me separately. Don't text the group. And you will have people that just keep texting. And it's people you don't even know. There are all these numbers that you don't even know. And they're just texting. And all of a sudden you're like, how do I get off of this chain that is blowing up my phone for the next 3 days?
Mm-hmm. Is it? Can you ignore it? That'd be my way of just deleting it.
Yeah, deleting it. Yeah, you can block it and everything. But this dad, it was just, he was just like, consider everything else you do in life, liked, loved, LOL'd, all good.
That's crazy.
I think it's great. Leave me off of this.
Yeah, like, leave me alone if you love me. Here's the good news to start the hour with a Reddit user, Mike himself 29, shared a post entitled, "Found this under my office door, along with $6 in the Made Me Smile regarding the Made Me Smiling department." Let's see. This fellow found a note on the floor at his job a couple of months ago. The Reddit, this is something posted on Reddit, obviously. Fella whose first name is Mike works in an ice arena. Opened the note, finds $6 and an explanation. "Dear whatever, whoever, whatever, I was watching a practice, obviously, of a game. I saw somebody stick their hand up the vending machine and steal a Pop-Tart. I made a terrible decision. I reached up and grabbed the crackers and ate them."
Yeah, the stranger after being dared by others.
Somebody else. Yep. Yeah. So he did. They figured out how the kids do that, right? How to get their hands up.
Yeah, especially if your arm is small enough,
you can
get up to that first row of things.
Yeah.
And they don't know who did this or who submitted the note and along with the $6 to pay for not only the crackers this person stole, but also for the Pop-Tart that somebody else stole. There's no camera, so they're not going to like find these people. And they say that that's a problem that a lot of people keep doing. But the thing is, this assuming it's probably like a teen or a preteen or
teenager.
Yeah. A small enough arm to get up there, but I guilty conscious nonetheless. And submitting the $6 and the person who posted this, the Mike guy, Mike himself 29, said it was really only $1 for each for the Pop-Tart and for the crackers. So the $4, the remaining $4 was donated into a jug for local youth hockey league. Yep.
Good. All right. So there is goodness and light in the world, no question about that. We're catching good things, though, and that's a good thing that we catch good things. In a manner of speaking, anyway, all of the things that are happening around the world that are good, the things that we can be thankful for, if you will, and that's one of the things that I think I like being able to start out each of our hours or each of the segments with things that are happening to people that are actually good. For example, there's the story floating around about a woman who can smell Parkinson's, who's helping scientists actually develop a test. This woman actually smells changes in a body, whether it's body odor, basically. That's what corresponds to things like the onset of Parkinson's. Dogs can do that too, right?
And I feel like we're hearing more of this, of whether or not people can smell ear infections or cavities.
What do they smell like? As their report, listening to these people, cavities especially, certainly, I mean, you can smell B.O., nothing. Yeah, there's nothing special about that. If she knew herself, apparently, to have a super sensitive, she had the nose, and she used it. She wouldn't be able to go into the cleaning section of a supermarket I guess, right? And then I look at this and I think, this person, by the way, is a former doctor, right? Is that what happened? Or she knew somebody that was a doctor? I put the pieces of this together.
Yeah, she can. Well, she can smell changes.
Joy Milne, I think, is M-I-L-N-E, is her name, right?
Yeah,
and
it seems almost like it's less about the distinct smell, but it's about the change of body odor that corresponds to an onset of Parkinson's disease that she can figure out. It's like the nose knows.
Did she describe it, though, what the smell is, so we can pass it along to people who may have sensitive noses that are listening to us right now? The husband was a former doctor. That we found out. We know that. And she thought there's apparently some kind of the Parkinson's will cause damage to a kind of skin oil. And so she went to smell the T-shirts of those who had been diagnosed with Parkinson's and those who hadn't. And she identified the shirts that belonged to the people who had Parkinson's, and she only missed once.
Except then 8 months later, that person ended up receiving Parkinson's diagnosis. So even though it was wrong at the time, that
person This is pretty amazing, isn't it? Huh? So can you develop this, or you just have it? You have it. Exercise, change of diet makes a big difference in people who come up with this sort of thing. I know the dogs smell cancer, I think. Isn't that how that works?
I believe that, cancer. Can dogs smell if there is a stroke or a seizure coming on? Because I know a lot of times people who have epilepsy or some kind of seizure-related illness, they have service animals who can tell if there is a seizure coming on. But I don't know if that's a smell or if that's a different body signal.
I don't know. I think that has to do with epilepsy. I think you're right about that. I've heard that story. There are a lot of different connections to reality here. But this is really a potential... what this person would hire herself out around the world, go smell people's shirts to see if they have Parkinson's. Yeah, anything's possible, I guess. Mm-hmm. But she's working with the doctors and the scientists to come up with a way. But just have what? Do they find out what is? Is that an olfactory? Olfactory has to do with smelling, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so is that?
Yeah, some kind of sebum that's in the skin oils.
All right, so there we are with an interesting...
Not sebum. What is it? Sebum?
Sebum.
Sebum, right?
Yeah. You're my doctor? I am Dr. Doug. I don't have a license. I sometimes practice medicine with Ken Kronos and Dr. Jack Stockwell. And you can hear those exciting adventures when you go to Good Day Health, the podcast that we have every week, gooddayhealthshow.com, and to catch up with... me and my nose and them and their noses. Here we are to lead you into another day of thought. Leadership, that's what this is all about. I'd like to think that we are on the cutting edge, if whatever that term means, Jay. The thing about leadership and what it's all about. You know, remember that song? That's what it all about. You put your left foot in, you put your left foot up.
Hokey, yeah.
Remember that? Yeah. So, I got this from... a sign on the wall in an office in one of the, I'm involved in three different businesses, so this is one of my partner's offices. It's a great definition. Quote, excuse me, leadership is about making others better as a result of your presence and making that impact last in your absence. What do you think of that? Leadership
That's
about making
a good one.
Others better as a result of your presence? Yeah,
it
making it last.
Along with the difference between an actual leader and just a boss.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. So think about it. If you have a business, a lot of small business people like this program because they acknowledge I'm a small businessman as well, and we have lots in common. Just think about the people who are around you. I'm betting many of them are more capable than you are. Maybe they're more confident than you are. And maybe they're more valuable to you as a result of what the two of you can do together. For example, this program is much better when I'm not by myself. Jay makes me better. Jennifer makes me better. You and your input makes the program better because it isn't just a single monotoned focus on what the events of the day are, what matters, et cetera, et cetera. It's different mixes. Mm. And that's when I'm not here, the program's not the same. When Jay's not here or Jennifer, it's just not the same. And your business, you can look at that and think about the people who you have around you. And is it true, the answer is going to be yes for most of you, that the business isn't the same if you have hired the right people or you have the right people around you. It's not the same when they're not there. Right? Think about it. What goes on? It's, I think it's true. I think it's across the board. It's just true.
Yeah, well, the chemistry between people and everybody brings their own unique value to everything. Think about even just hanging out with friends sometimes when one of your best friends can't show up, and it just changes the dynamic of the group even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And regardless of who that person is, it could be you yourself.
Yep.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Hear that? The soothing sounds of the bubble bath. And if you were here, you'd smell a single cedar leaf candle. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get back on the road and enjoy 24/7 roadside assistance from Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And then take a shower, because it's fast, like your motorcycle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance may require comprehensive coverage, not available in all states.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Now 23 at the hour on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, social media time, technical aspects of various, the ins and outs, if you will, of what's going on that keeps the social media treadmill running, right? It's fodder, but it's also the technology itself. So here's the story from an Oklahoma school district. The viral video that shows students licking toes. I'm not supposed to laugh because of my luck. Licking toes of the person who was trying to raise money to help the school out, right? You know, sometimes
it's fundraising with events. And they were trying to, they were trying to raise money for this coffee shop called Not Your Average Joe Coffee Shop. It's a local business, and they employ people with intellectual, developmental, physical disabilities. And during the quote-unquote wonderful week of fundraising, the students come up, they sign up that if they want to be a part of it, students come up with the different tasks and everything, but the fact that the adults, none of the adults were like, hey, this isn't a good idea. They let it slide. The students were raising money by licking toes. Again, let that sink in.
Okay.
Wow.
That's something that, did they check to see if there's any fungus growing on the toes?
I don't think they thought that far ahead. No.
A lot of people. Well, but we all know we're talking about it because of the sexual thing as well. One of those fetishes that people seem to think is cool. Who knows?
It's so gross. It is so.
Feet have been in socks and they smell from sweating.
They weren't in socks. What if they were just straight up in the shoes? Those are some stinky, stinky.
So, with that in mind, there's an ad that's been running for the past week or so for a feminine hygiene product that you spray not only under your arms, but down in the hoo-hoo region. And they're very upfront about it. The lady looks down and says, down there. So, you know, does that mean down there? Or does that mean it could be used on your toes as well? Maybe it can be used down there and then
down there,
go down to your toes. Yeah, wherever, right? All right, let's change the focus here. A lot of information over the weekend about Bruce Willis and his wife. She's about 45 and he's 68. They've been married for about 10, 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a couple of children, and they also have, Bruce Willis has three daughters with Demi Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yep. And since his diagnosis, going back a couple of years, the wife has taken on the role of caretaker with Demi, and they have been continually fighting stuff in social media that says that his condition is worsening. He can't take on food.
He has no joy. His quality of living is just like nothing.
Kaput.
And,
right.
Yeah. And Bruce Willis, his wife Emma, is setting the record straight, saying, you know, I think there are a lot of misconceived notions about people battling dementia if you've never gone through it yourself.
Right.
And they're kind of just shining a light on it. But this was one of the great things, too. Demi Moore and Bruce Willis have had probably, not at first, but eventually, one of the best divorces in marriage history, where they remained friends. I think he was visiting Demi and one of their older daughters when everything shut down with COVID. And so Bruce ended up kind of hanging out there. And then Demi moved in with them, not just to help Emma take care of Bruce, but also the younger children, too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty. I was fortunate enough to have that in my wedding or divorce or relationship. So, yeah, it can be done. So hold a good thought for Bruce Willis. He's not as badly off as it would appear if you're paying attention to some of the yucca bunga stories in social media. 28 after the hour.
Dine with Seinfeld's parents. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You can still afford to dine out occasionally by shopping smart. As they do at Del Boca Vista, eat early. In restaurant lingo, you are in the first turn. A certain oyster bar my wife and I like offers buck a shuck before 6 p.m. Other tips? Opt in if your favorite spot has an email list. They'll tout specials. Have dessert at home. It and drinks are restaurants' most profitable items, and every add-on adds up to the tip. Members actually bother reading what AAA and AARP send you. You're entitled to a discount at some restaurants. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Elizabeth Miller is here. She knows all about losing weight for sure. She knows how Calitrin works. And because we are in the President's time, if you will, President's Day, President's Week, President's Month, the folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day 90-day meltdown. So how do people take advantage? There are other products. Calitrin is the one we know the best because it works in a fabulous way. It helps millions of people, literally millions of people around the country and around the world. What's the scoop here, Elizabeth?
This is so exciting because it does contain other products in it. So Calitrin works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's revving up your metabolism all over. It's also repairing joint pain. It's also helping with sleep and energy levels, all around just working to rev up your metabolism.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump hailed the Supreme Court's ruling preventing states from removing him from the ballot, stating it will unify the country.
They worked long, they worked hard, and frankly, they worked very quickly on something that will be spoken about 100 years from now and 200 years from now. Extremely important.
Monday, the court's decision in Colorado's case barred his removal over insurrectionist claims, effectively halting similar attempts by other states. A fallen utility pole is suspected to have sparked the largest wildfire in Texas history. Several lawsuits and property insurance claims assert that Xcel Energy neglected to inspect and maintain their equipment. The blazes engulfed more than 1 million acres of land and claimed 2 lives. JetBlue and Spirit have decided to cancel their merger. The decision follows a federal judge's ruling that blocked the $3.8 billion agreement. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paladi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Buried money. Mm-hmm. In the land or in the ground.
And not because they thought somebody was going to take their money, but because these were federally issued coins that meant the original owners could possibly be identified as collaborators with the feds during this time when, like you said, Kentucky was neutral. And so that's why they buried them and hid them, because they didn't want to be known to be associated.
Right. Well, there you go. Something, because so you could get one of those, those magnet things that you go around. There are people that go to the beach or they go around.
Oh, the metal detectors.
Yeah, find some. There's gold. Go find the gold. Okay, so next up is a listener who thinks that I don't tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. The conversation we had last week, Thursday, Friday, about me working. I've told this story before about me working on the line at the General Motors plant here in Framingham when I was a youngster. I was an inspector on the line when I was in college, and a couple of summers I went to the plant when they needed people, non-union people, as their folks, the management folks went on vacation. They had three or four of us who worked on the line during the summertime. And I've told a number of stories because of that experience. I certainly grew up fast watching those people. Most of the folks, there were 1,840 people employed by that plant, building Chevrolets, Buicks. There was a BOP plant, Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, in this plant. And in charge of inspecting the huck bolts that were put into the bottom of the frame to hold the chassis onto the body, or the other way around, body onto the chassis. They had, the plant was divided in two phases. They had the General Motors plant, and at that time, they had a subsidiary called Fisher, the Fisher Body Company. So you'd see, so if you look at an old, let's say a 1960s Oldsmobile, and you look at the plate that's on the rocker panel, as you open the door, it says Body by Fisher on it. Fisher was a wholly owned subsidiary of General Motors, but they kept them separate for a long time. So I was on the line inspecting. There were four people in four different positions, and they put the hawk bolt up into the chassis to, as I said, hold everything together. So as I was telling a quick story about being there, one of the listeners did not, as luck has it, some people believe you, some people don't. Here's this particular fellow's reaction to my story about General Motors.
This is Steve calling from Lake Havasu City, Arizona. I want to hear more about this working at the General Motors assembly plant you were just talking about. You didn't work at a General Motors assembly plant. Come on, give me a break.
Okay.
Doug has had, like, almost any job known to man at some point in his life.
I will tell you a story about my experience there. It doesn't necessarily prove that I worked there. I don't have to prove anything to him. He can believe what he wants to believe. It's really interesting how people, come on, what's the big gun? Okay, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, they had hired the first woman. They had a couple, they were the first group of hires when they opened the plant in 1955, I think it was 56, somewhere in the late 50s. They didn't hire women. They only hired men. And you could get away with that then. So most of all the men who were on the line were former grease monkeys from garages, gas station, because they were making, at the time, much more money than they could working at a gas station. So I was on this line, and the third or fourth week I was there, they began to hire women. And this first, the woman that came in was a big, just a wow. She was a wowzer. And the guys kept taunting her and teasing her and sort of making fun of her. They didn't like it because she worked faster than they did. She was stronger than they were, and she did more than they did. Exactly. So they kept harassing her. And one of the guys that was where his name was Dick, that's how vividly I remember this. He didn't have a tooth in his head. And he kept on her, and he was trying to hustle her, actually. But she was having none of it. So one day he pushed her too far, and he was making fun of her and what she was doing and how she looked, et cetera, et cetera. So she turned around and cold-cocked him, knocked him about 6 feet from where he was. And he got up, and he had a fight with her, and she knocked him out. So the management came running out, and what's going on here? So the sum and substance was that they both got suspended for 3 weeks, but nobody ever gave her any starch again. Never after that. So that's a General Motors story for you, sir. Let's talk about the qualities of a great leader. With all these people who are declaring themselves presidential candidates, how do you decide whether this one or that one is a great leader? Ever think about it this way? There are so many people that just kind of fall into, okay, I like Trump, or I like Ike. I was talking about that. I like whomever. You like whomever. Why? Do you ever stop and really think about this person, whether it's a man or a woman, whether this person is older or younger? Here's a list that I think I'm always working on, and see if it doesn't jive with you a little bit. Number one, the person that I want to be, and maybe this doesn't just go for president, maybe it goes for somebody who runs a company. Does this person have vision? Does this person have a strong desire to win? Does this person believe in him or herself? Does this person take definitive action? Doesn't overanalyze, learns from that action? Does this person know that he or she must help others to be successful? Does this person have fear? Do they worry about stuff, but they still act anyway? Does this person learn every day? Never does this person say, I know enough, I'm the smartest guy in the block. but is open to counsel. This person is humble, will change his or her plans based on new information. Wow. Do you know how important that is? Because information that we have is, we get it every day. Mm-hmm. Does this person have the energy to lead? Does this person have people skills? Is this person skillful at communicating? Is this person totally committed? That is all in. Does the person lead by example? Persevering. Playing the long game. I think that if you're a leader, if you're running a company, I look at that list and I try to gauge it as to how I'm doing with the various entities that I'm working on, whether it be the farm, whether it be the radio program, whether it be my development. I'm very open, I hope. I mean, I think, Jay, you can tell me whether you think I'm right or I'm not. And we know we always assess ourselves and either we're too hard on ourselves or we are.
Worst critic or biggest fan.
Yeah, right, exactly. So I don't like to kid myself. I know what my shortcomings are. And oftentimes I'm too lenient. I really try to help others as I can. Because that's what I grew up around. Doesn't make any difference. I always put other people first before I, that's part of my, if you were to understand my, my scorpionic background with Pisces and Aquarius, I put other people first. That's just the way I am. And so when other people do things, sometimes when, there are, like I have folks that are working with me on the farm and I'll tell them to do something and sometimes is a counterman from other people that are working with me, and it confuses the people who are working with me because you give them one thing to do, and then somebody else comes along and says, no, don't do it that way, do it this way. It confuses and undermines what you're trying to do. And I hope that I, and pretty much, honestly, you, Jay, if I were to talk about you specifically, you know how to do your job. I don't have to tell you what to do or how to do it. And I don't think I really ever do, do I? I mean, once in a while I say, well, let's try to do this with them in mind. It's more of an object lesson doing this.
Or go a different direction. I always got a kick out of it when working for past jobs where it's like you go through the interview process and you are the most intelligent person in the room, in this field. And as soon as you get the job, they treat you like you are a moron.
And it's, oh, and they want to change you.
Because I took the job, does that make me an idiot now?
Yeah, I get a job on a station. The guy hired me. He said, I like listening to you on the radio. You're great. So I want to hire you and you can do mornings. So I went on the air the first morning. Good morning. And went through the shtick and... And he said, would you come into my office? So I went into his office. You know, we really would like you to do it this way rather than that way. And I said, wait a minute. You hired me because you thought that I did a good job and that you like what I did. And now you want me to change my style and do things differently. And so why did you hire me if you think you have to change me? Well, we only want you to do a few things that are different. How many people... I remember having that circumstance in school when I was teaching school.
Mm-hmm.
The principal, well, he didn't want to hire me. Somebody over him told him to hire me. So that's how that worked. And he was on my butt all the time. The four years I was there. And I really only I stayed long enough to get tenure, which is what he didn't want me to do. And then I left and went to work for CBS and went to Philadelphia or wherever I went. I forget where I went, but I know that that the school thing wasn't going to be my career, but it was something I did because I thought it was a good experience, and I was pretty good at it, frankly.
Yes, yes.
So, anyway, I think that under the circumstances, the whole business about leadership and where you go, it's just food for thought. Think about how you lead and or how you follow.
Well,
so,
and that statement of leading by example, and the reality is we all lead by example. We just have to take a look at what is the example that we are showcasing, because people are watching everywhere around every corner. People are watching, impressionable people that you may think that nobody looks up to you. There, everybody has somebody that looks up to them, and you are setting an example.
Yep, for sure.
Hear that? The sound of adorable little birds in your garden. games.
And if you were here, you'd taste the too sweet but tiny tomatoes you grew all by yourself. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens when you're riding your motorcycle, protected by Progressive, on your way to the store for a pack of normal-sized tomatoes. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without getting your hands dirty. From the Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my grams on Good Day.
But look around, leaves are brown, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter. Never tell me, sir, I'm found.
Then close your eyes and tap your heels together three times. And think to yourself, there's no place like home. There's no place like home.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Judy Garland, good God. There's something for...
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Nothing about cars in the old Farmer's Almanac. But that's okay because we have Nick Miles here to help us out. We could do our own, we could do the farmer and the driver almanac. How about that? That'd be a good take on something. We could do a little writing about the meteor showers. We could do a little writing about all the things that you see as you travel around the world. Nick Miles is here from our autoexpert.com. We're going to talk about spiders and things that go bang in the night, manner of speaking. All right, hold on for that. For most of us here in America, a new car is one of the biggest purchases that you will ever make. So, important for you to secure a good loan, and here's how to do that. Listen to Jenna Green.
In the know, I'm Jenna Green. Securing a loan can be daunting for first-time car buyers. Deciding on a budget and learning what you can afford is an important first step. Senior editor at Auto Trader, Matt Deegan, has more.
When buying a new car, you have to factor in additional expenses. There's the insurance, registration fees, vehicle maintenance, fuel, and taxes. Many financial experts advise the 24-10 rule. This means putting aside 20% for the down payment on a 4-year car loan and spending no more than 10% of your monthly income on gas.
Getting the best interest rate on your car loan is dependent on your credit score. You can secure the best loan by increasing your score and obtaining quotes from at least 3 sources.
It's easy to shop online for quotes or head to your bank. Another option is to look at rates from credit unions in your area. And don't worry, even if you're a first-time buyer with a short credit history, you can still shop around for the best rate.
For more information, head to autotrader.com.
So, is that one of the questions you get, a frequently asked question? How do I pay for my car? Or have the companies themselves, the manufacturers, all have their own finance arm? And usually, yeah, aren't they very competitive with what you can get at the local credit union or what you can not? Banks hardly ever loan money for cars anymore, do they?
the big secret, Doug, is most people can get a loan approval from a credit union or from someone like Capital One or Navigator. Go in. It's make sure they do a soft pull on your credit, so they're not actually. If you do a hard pull on your credit, it means you get dinged credit points. But get a soft pull. You get a soft pull on your credit, and then you know how much you can borrow at what interest rate and what your payments are. Then when you go in to buy the car, if the dealer can do better than that, if they can bring the numbers down, then by all means do that. But then you end up with the best finance for your car, and you know how much you can spend before you go, ooh, look at something shiny, I'll have that, but I can't pay for it.
Well, I understand repos are up. Is that true? Or do you see a lot of cars going through auctions that have been repoed?
Yes, and the one thing, one of the reasons for this is the younger generation coming in, the millennials, have not financed much in their lives because they stayed longer at home. They didn't have cars until later in life, until families. And now they're sort of learning what we learned when we were 19. They're learning in their mid-20s and 30s.
Mm-hmm. Don't buy it if you can't make the payments. Hello, duh. Yeah,
exactly.
All right, what's this spider thing with there's a new car that is named after a spider because of its genitalia? Hello.
Well, sort of. There's actually a new spider named after a Hot Wheels spider because its genitalia was the same shape as the Hot Wheels track. And so when the scientists, who are clearly Hot Wheels fans, were looking at this thing and saying, oh, we found a new species of spider, what do we name it? They decided to name it Hot Wheels spider because it looked like Hot Wheels when they glazed it under the microscope. Uh-huh. So, you know, they were looking at it and went, oh, that resembles a hot, which actually doesn't tell me a lot about how scientific these scientists are. But when you look at something, all you see is Hot Wheels. It's a bit concerning to me.
Yes, right. All right. The old adage, don't buy a car that was made on Monday or a Friday. How long actually does it take to build a car? How long does it? It depends on the car, doesn't it? Not one size fits all.
Yeah, I mean, most commercial family cars sort of start the line. I mean, some things are made over several days, like things like your screens and that sort of thing. They come from Asia, and they're usually already pre-made. But to assemble a car, it takes just a number of hours. So once it's been sprayed and stuff, but not for Rolls-Royce. It took them 8,000 hours to build their new vehicle. But $25 million, now you know why.
Yeah. Okay, let's sign up for one of those. Hello. Hi, Nick Miles, rautoexpert.com. Check out from A to Z what you need to know about your car, what to buy, how to pay for it. This is Good Day at 59 after the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.